questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Q&A on Islamic belief, where we shed lights on your main questions. I'm Asma, your host for today's episode. It's the time of Muharram, so I hereby offer my condolences to all the lovers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Here with me, I have a brother, Nur Muhammad, a scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming. Well, there is this statement by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in which he asks for help from someone. He says that, is there anyone who could come to my help? And just hearing this notion, we come to this point that how come that such a great figure, such a great leader would come to a point in his life where he would ask for help? Has he ever been in need of the help of other people?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the end of the event of Karbala, approaching to the end of that, Imam al-Hussein has this similar statement, هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنِي. Is there any helper to help me? And we have another narration, they have added, هَلْ مِنْ دَابٍ يَذُبَّ عَنْ حَرَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is there any helper and is there anybody to, safeguard the sanctity of noble Prophet Muhammad? And the similar statement about that. So what is the meaning of that? You see that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam did not ask for any assistance. According to our scholar, when they want to interpret this, the statement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to give some kind of assistance to those people who are seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because after all, he is Imam. He is guide for all human beings, and he wanted to give assistance to those people who are seekers of truth, and he wanted to take the hand of those people who wanted to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to take their hand and take them out of the darkness toward the light.
Exactly.
This is a reality of asking assistance. Actually, it is a giving assistance to those people.
So Imam, it actually is not just like that. He is asking for help. He actually is saying that I am here coming for your help. Are you ready to join me?
Exactly. Imam al-Hussein, he said that, all of you are in full, darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to take your hand and to get you out of this darkness toward the light.
Yes, to take you away from this darkness.
So do not lose this opportunity and, join me. Join the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to light. And this is a love and affection of Imam al-Hussein, because after all, he is the ship of salvation.
Exactly.
Safinatun Najat. And he wanted to rescue some more people from this absolute darkness toward the light and to get them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, that's very true. So as we can see, literally, if you look at those sentences, you just would hear that he was asking for help. But actually, what he really meant was in this way, that I am the fastest sailor to salvation. Is there anyone who would love to enter my ship and then get closer to salvation? Because the road is in front of you and everything is clarified for you. Why aren't you getting ready for this? Why are you hesitating?
Absolutely. And another aspect of that, you see that maybe he wanted to indicate to the other people and other generation coming that these people, they are in absolute darkness. You see that even no single person has remained to join the army of truth and the army of light. This is very important.
Yes.
What happened to the Ummah, to the community of Noble Prophet, only after 50 years after the demise of Noble Prophet Muhammad, about 50 years after the demise of Noble Prophet Muhammad? Unfortunately, maybe the most of the people, they went astray and they forget about the message of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
And it's very strange after already 50 years.
Yes, very strange. What happened to this community? And maybe one of the reasons is that they forget about the message of Noble Prophet Muhammad and the grandson and the rights of the grandson of Noble Prophet Muhammad, because they wanted this mundane life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the philosophy of that is that minkum man yuridu dunya. Some of you, they want and they are looking for this mundane life. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Of course, I quoted from different verses. Some of you, they want hereafter. But those people who want hereafter, there are very few, about 72 people in the army of Hussein. But most of the people, unfortunately, on the other side, in the opposite
exactly.
side of Imam al-Hussein, they wanted this mundane life for any price.
And also there's another point in here. The majority of people were wrong. And there was a little minority that went for the truth.
Exactly.
So we should also take a lesson from that as well. Not whatever that the majority of people are telling is going to be the truth.
Exactly.
Even if the number of them is too much.
وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. In different verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the most of people, they do not know. They do not understand. Most of the people, they went astray.
Mm-hmm.
It is majority does not mean that it is for truth.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
majority against the truth.
Okay? Exactly.
So Imam al-Hussein, as a ship of salvation, he wanted to show his mercy and blessing toward all people. And he wanted to ask again and again for people to come and join the army
yes,
of truth.
Because we believe that they are like the fathers of their people.
More than the father, they are, you know, guide for people, symbol of guidance and symbol of, you know, mercy for mankind.
Exactly.
And they wanted to get people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe one of the philosophy of asking assistance, and actually the exact translation of that is giving assistance to people, is that.
Yes, exactly.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So we were talking about, you mentioned something very interesting while we were talking. You actually talked about the fact that what happened to the people of that era, that even though they saw the son of their prophet, they were not attached to whatever he said. They did not move when he said, he talked to them, he addressed them with his words. What happens to the heart of human beings that they can no longer see the truth, even if the prophet or his son comes to them and asks them?
You know, if some people, unfortunately, they repeatedly commit some evil, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, maybe it sounds to be difficult if you commit an evil action. But if you repeatedly do that action,
yes,
gradually you become away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It would become something very ordinary for you.
بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Whatever they have done, repeatedly evil action they have done, it has covered and veiled their heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in different verses of Noble Quran, He wanted to say that if you looking for this mundane life for by any price, you know, you know, we have natural tendency toward this life, and it is okay. But sometimes we totally forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to reach to this life and the material life, but by any price, then find this problem that we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we are ready to fight with our imam. And this is a point. And unfortunately, this is a danger for, you know, I can say all people, if they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to not remember Him and not to observe and abide by laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a spiritual danger waiting for them.
Exactly. And also looking at the story of Ashura, we would also learn another thing, which is, if you are going to follow your dreams for mundane life in an immoral way, in a brutal way, then you not only would get anything from the world, the worldly blessings, but also you would lose your place in hereafter.
Exactly.
So you would lose both.
خسرت دنيا والآخرة.
Exactly, that's the point.
You lose the felicity both in this world and hereafter. Exactly. And we have the same narration from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam himself. He said that if you want to look for your purposes via evil action, you cannot, you never meet your desire.
Exactly. So, to build your happiness upon the misery of other people would never bring you happiness.
Exactly. And this is a point that unfortunately some people, they do not understand this issue, and they want to follow up their own whimsical desire by any means, and they want to go toward that.
Exactly. Yes, we see that in life there are different points in which you would lose the responsibilities that you feel inside yourself towards your prayers, towards your self-control, toward keeping the purity of your heart. But the problem is that as you grow to be headless toward those things, they would seem to be very simple, but the thing that would happen is that your soul would lose its purity, and then your heart would no longer would be capable of getting the truth, and then your eyes will have a curtain upon it, and then you would see nothing except your desires, your selfishness, your whatever that you wish you have. But as we just said, if you do not have a plan for your hereafter, then there would be no happiness or prosperity in this life as well. So there are plenty of lessons that we could get from the story of Ashura.
Exactly.
So thank you, dear listeners. I hope this session was fruitful enough for you to give you some clues upon your understanding of your creeds and beliefs. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.